أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم السلام عليكم dear mourners of Imam Hussein عليه السلام Assalamu alaikum, dear mourners of the family of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear mourners of the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear sons and daughters of the Husseini revolution. We are here humbly commemorating the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in an 8-night SOQ Muharram special. Our theme, Imam Hussein's Revolution. Let's perfume this global gathering with the recitation of the Holy Quran with a loud Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله العلي
Jazakallah khair wa afiya, tayyiballah anfasakum. The current and unfortunate COVID situation has compelled us this year to go with an online venue for the first 8 days of our Muharram programs. And so now, dear friends, you know that there is nothing which can stop the Husseini revolution, and there is nothing which can stop the memory and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Dear friends, out of our 8-night program, 4 nights have already passed. So fast these honorable and blessed days and nights pass by. We are already halfway through how we pray that these last few days and these last few nights pass by just a little bit slower. May Allah accept it from every single one of us all across the world. Agha Ali Raza Panahian has a beautiful quote where he says, Muharram is the month of purification, and the purification which comes from Imam Hussein in the month of Muharram is higher than the month of Ramadan. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And now, dear friends, we are going to humbly listen to the recitation of Ziyarat-e Ashura with a loud Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Assalamu alayka ya Ibn Rasulullah. السلام عليك يا خيرة الله وابن خيرته السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصيين السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار يا أبا عبد الله لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها ولعن الله أمة قتلتكم ولعن الله الممهدين لهم بالتمكين من قتالكم بررت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم. يا أبا عبد الله، إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان، ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة، ولعن الله ابن مرجانة، ولعن الله عمر ابن سعد، ولعن الله شمرا، ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتال. بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصامي بك، فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة. يا أبا عبد الله، إني أتغرب إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى أمير المؤمنين وإلى فاطمة وإلى الحسن وإليك بمضالاتك وبالبراءة ممن قاتلك ونسب لك الحرب، وبالبراءة ممن أسس أساس الظلم والجور عليكم، وأبرأ إلى الله وإلى رسوله ممن أسس أساس ذلك وبنى عليه بنيانه وجرى في ظلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشيائكم. بريت إلى الله وإليكم منهم، وتغرب إلى الله ثم إليكم بمضالاتكم ومضالات وليكم، وبالبراءة من أعدائكم والناصبين لكم الحرب، وبالبراءة من أشيائهم وأتباعهم. إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم وولي لمن والاكم وعدو لمن عاداكم. فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم ومعرفة أوليائكم ورزقني البراءة من أعدائكم أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة، وأن يثبتني عندكم قدم صدق في الدنيا والآخرة. وأسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله، وأن يرزقني طلب ثاري مع إمام هدى ظاهر ناطق بالحق منكم. وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عنده أن يعطيني بمصابي بكم أفضل ما يعطي مصابا بمصيبته، مصيبة ما أعظمها وأعظم رزيتها في الإسلام وفي جميع السماوات والأرض. اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد، ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إن هذا يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد اللعين ابن اللعين على لسانك ولسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله في كل موطن وموقف وقف فيه نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم لعن أبا سفيان ومعاوية ويزيد ابن معاوية عليهم منك اللعنة أبد العابدين. وهذا يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مروان بقتلهم الحسين صلوات الله عليه. اللهم فضاعف عليهم اللعن منك والعذاب الأليم. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك في هذا اليوم وفي موقفي هذا وأيام حياتي بالبراءة منهم واللعنة عليهم وبالمبالاة لنبيك وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم خص أنت أول ظالم باللعن مني وابدأ به أولا ثم العن الثانية والثالثة والرابع. اللهم العن يزيد خامسا والعن عبيد الله بن زياد وابن مرجان وعمر بن سعد وشمرا وآل أبي سفيان وآل زياد وآل مروان إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين لك على مصابهم. الحمد لله على عظيم رزيتي. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود وثبتني قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا نهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام.
Imam Khamenei says that during the 50 to 60 years after the Holy Prophet's passing, Islam had changed so much in this Islamic world that those dear to the Holy Prophet Muhammad were openly killed and taken captive. Yet, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was like an enormous stake that held this tent safe in the storm via his own blood. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali. We are pleased to invite our brother and our comrade, Sayyid Amir Bahbahani from Canada, to address the believers for tonight's SOQ Muharram special with a loud Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa bihi nasta'in. Innahu khayru nasirin wa mu'in. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina habibina wa habibi ilahil alameen abul qasim al mustafa muhammad allahumma salli ala wa ala ahli baytihi al tahirin al ma'sumin al mukarramin la siyama baqiyatullah fil aradin ruhi wa arwahu al alameen la turab maqdamihi al fada رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي واغفر ذنوبنا كلها بحرمة محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ان للقتل الحسين عليه السلام حرارة في قلوب المؤمنين لا تبرد ابدا Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear viewers, condolences on the arrival of month of Muharram, month of Musibah. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your mournings and Musibah for Abu Abdullah alayhi salam and his beloved family and companions. We have covered in the last session and we talked about this beautiful narration from our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, that he says, for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, there is a heat within the qulub, within the heart of believers that will never get cold or extinguished. In the last session, we covered what is exactly qalb means and what is this heat that the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, is talking about, that is within the qulub, within the heart of believers. And we said that this heat is the heat against injustice and oppression that Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and his companions went through in the plains of Karbala. For sure, that every time a mu'min and a believer hear and is reminded by this incident, his heart shaking and he start crying, and an inqilab, a revolution happening with his psychological, emotional, spiritual nature. For sure, this heat that is taking place in the heart of believers and is accumulating every time by reminding the incident of Karbala, making all true seeker humans to take position against injustice and oppressions if they see it. And for sure, this revolution is triggered within the heart of all true seeker humans, especially believers. The real question and the other question that we want to cover in this session that we must ask ourselves is that how this revolution, it must manifest itself in our behavior in the outside world. Yes, there is a revolution that is triggered within our heart, but how is it going to manifest outside? Or another question is that, are we really among those mourners and criers that follow the true revolution of Imam Hussein? In order to clear the answer of these questions, I want to start by talking about tears a little bit for you. We all agree that tears coming out from our eyes is because a shaking heart, is because our heart has shaken because of the event or incident that we experienced. And you agree with me, if we observe and analyze the cause of our tears, we could come to an understanding what is exactly that is shaking our heart and what is our heart is attached to. For sure, when a small baby is crying because of the toy that is belonging to him or her is broken or is taken away from him or her, it shows how much attachment this kid had towards this toy, and the tears is dropping from his or her eyes. The same thing for us. Sometimes that we get mad, or on the other hand, we get excited and emotional, we could observe what is the cause of this revolution within our heart, which we said in the last episode, in the last session, that we call qalb, we call heart in Arabic qalb, because it's the center of inqilab, is the location that the revolution, a spiritual revolution, psychological revolution, happening inside ourselves. And this will follow in our judgment and will influence our judgment and behavior after that. So, of course, if we pay attention, what is shaking our heart? What makes our heart to be broken? What makes our heart to experience a revolution within himself? We could come to an understanding what we are attached to. And for sure, a mu'min, a believer, must attach to the truth. The only thing that shaking his heart or her heart must be what is aligned with the truth, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else. So for sure, the first step, or we could say the goal of starting a spiritual journey for those one that they want to purify the religion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to purify their heart from anything except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that we have to align our emotional state, psychological state, moral and behavioral state with the truth, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desire and satisfaction. So understanding what is the cause of our tears, it's actually informing us about what is that our heart is attached to. So, of course, the one who comes to a majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam already took a step towards towards being a part of revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Or the one is crying in a majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam for this musibah, of course, it's actually getting a part of the reward for that cries. But is it enough? Is it any cry, that cry that is promised the paradise to the crier and the mourner? For sure, the one that goes to this majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and cry only for his worldly problems in order to get fixed is not going to benefit as much as it must be. So for sure, those one, same thing for those one that goes to this majalis and cries for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and they experienced a revolution within their spiritual state, a revolution within their heart. But that revolution, when they just step out from that majlis, it's gone and is not changing anything in their lifestyle or their behavior. For sure, those one also, they're not among those people that benefit the most out of these majalis. In order to clarify this, what I said, we could look at many people that they cried for Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that but they were the enemy that they were standing in the front of the Holy Prophet's family. Peace be upon them all. For example, there were many soldiers of Yazid that they were crying. Give you an example, Hamid ibn Muslim, who narrates that I was witnessing the family of the Prophet's family running tent from tent to tent and screaming and crying, and I start following one of these young girl. When she saw me following her, she said, "Are you with me or you're against me?" I was crying at the same time and offering her water. You see, or there are many narrations that says that soldiers of Yazid, they were attacking and stealing the earrings of young girls while they were crying for the musiba, that they were the cause of it. And when they were asked, "Why you do this?" the answer was, "If I don't take it, other people will take it." And this answer is actually very familiar for us. When we talk about those people that they're doing wrong things, but they know they're doing the wrong things, they know this is maybe their the way that they do business or they make money in this world is not the right way, and we say them, "This is not the right way." They say, "We know, but if we don't do it, other people does." This is the same answer. So, coming back to my point, is that we understand that is not any, all the cries is that cry that is that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in the beautiful narration promised paradise to the crier and the mourner. The narration is as follows: "Man zukir al Hussein alayhi salam indah," who remembers Imam Hussein alayhi salam and tears come out of his eyes, even if it's the size of fly's wing, his reward is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continue the narration, Imam Sadiq says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not satisfied with less than paradise for this person. So this is not the cry for worldly problem. For sure we understand that. This is not the cry that will not change our behavior and align it with the Imam Hussein's revolution. The cry and the mourn that is addressed in this hadith, in this narration, for sure is the cry that is triggered from the heart of a mu'min, from this heat that is inside the heart of a believer, that is triggering a revolution, that this revolution will change not only the psychological and the spiritual state of this person, but also the lifestyle, the behavior that this person had, will have after this mourn. And this heart, the heart of mu'min, is the heart of someone that follows what Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, "Kunu lil-zalimi khasman wa lil-mazlumi auna." Meaning, Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam says, we are always in conflict with the oppressors and we are always supporting the oppressed one around the world. So for sure, my brothers and sisters, we must attend this majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam And when our heart is broken for this musibah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that state to give us tawfiq, to open the doors of His blessings in order for us to follow the true path of Imam Hussein's revolution. My brothers and sisters, this opportunity of aligning our heart, triggering this revolution within our qalb, which is the location of inqilab, meaning location of revolution. This opportunity is being created for us by who? By Ahl Bayt. And especially by Imam Hussein and his family and companions, that they went through many calamities and hardship in order to give us this opportunity by remembering this incident, in order to shaken our heart, to purifying our heart for aligning it with Imam Hussein's revolution, meaning a standing against oppressors and helping the oppressed ones. So it is our duty that at least what we can do is that not helping the oppressors in order to grow their capitalist and liberalist and godless inhuman corrupted system, and helping the oppressed one in order to stand against the oppressors. We send our respect to Imam of Age. As-salamu alayka ya baqiyatallah ajarakallah fi musibat jaddikal My brothers and sisters, imagine yourself in the front of the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and we give a salam together. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifnaik. Alayka minni salamullah abada ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. Everyone together. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, tonight is the night to remember the repentance of Hor. This is the night to take a step towards Imam Hussein and say, Ya Aba Abdullah, we are the Hor who came to you, ask for your forgiveness. Slowly he put a distance between himself and the army of Umar ibn Sa'd. He was humble. You're supposed to be humble when you go to your Imam. He took his shoes off and approached Imam Hussein alayhi salam camp barefooted. He didn't know what to say and how to start. He plunged his hand in the earth, gathered a fistful of it and poured it all over his head. What earth was that? I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, the son of Fatima, the son of Ali, Hussein ibn Ali alayhi salam, had bought every inch of it just a day before. Ya Imam Hussein, oh our master, the earth that whore is pouring on his head belongs to you. I wish you'd pour some of it on our head as well, so that we come to your door in that state, not with pride, not with arrogance. He came to his Imam, he said, I'm the one who blocked your path. You can step in horse shoes, you know, my brother and sister. You can confess to your sins like he did, admit your sins and mistakes. It's the first step towards being forgiven. First he confessed, then he asked, is there a way, Ya Imam, is there a way back for me? But Imam Hussein did not remind him of his past mistakes. No, he didn't. He instead immediately said, raise your head. The time of your humiliation is past. You're our guest now. You know, my brother and sister, this is the family of Karama. Anyone who is Hussein's guest can hold his head high. Then Hor asked permission to go and ask Bibi Zainab for forgiveness. Oh, our Layli, pray for us in these days and nights. If you pray for us, there's no doubt your brother Abu Abdullah will too. He approached the tent of Haydar's daughter on his knees. He cried, he wept, I'm sorry, I was a fool. I'm ashamed of myself. She's Hussein's sister. She's as generous, as forgiving as he is. She prayed for him. After he got the permission from her, he rose up and made a speech to the enemy's soldiers. You have no loyalty, you have no honor. You wrote to him, then you surrounded him. You denied him water. When Hor's eyes fell on the river, he said, look at the water of Farat. Jews and Christians drink from it. Birds and beasts drink from it. And you won't let the prophet's grandson drink from it. Hussein. Hussein. Hor fought magnificently. He was wounded. He was surrounded. Stones were thrown at him. He fell down. He could not call his master for shame's sake. Blood was dripping down his face. Suddenly he felt a hand under his head. The Imam took Hor's head in his lap. Ya Hussein. Anyone who was wounded, you went to them. You sat by their side. You took their heads on your lap. You couldn't bear to see their heads on the hot sand of Karbala. But there was no one to take your head in his lap. Only Shem sitting on your chest. سَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْغَلَبًا يَنْغَلِبُونَ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك توعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. فرج به قلوبنا واكشف به كروبنا واصلح به كل فاسد من أمورنا، واجعلنا من خلص أنصاره وعوانه. صل على محمد وآله.
جزاك الله خير وعافية. طيب الله أنفاسكم. We end our humble ceremony with Anoha. May Allah bless and protect all of you wherever you are, and fi amanillah. Hussein Janan Hussein Alam Sana Gurba Rosadei Agasti Bose Rosadei Agasti Bose. اگه میخوای ارمشی بلند بگو یا حسین، اگه میخوای ارمشی بلند بگو یا حسین. قر و آزاده ای اگه هستی با حسین، اگه میخوای ارمشی بلند بگو یا حسین. دوای درد قلبم محرم حسینه، دوای درد قلبم محرم حسینه. تا زندم امیدم به پرچم حسینه. یل یا تار توفان یا تار یات ماز حسین این پرچمی، یل یا تار توفان یا تار یات ماز حسین این پرچمی. جان حسین جانان حسین عالم سنا قربان حسین، جان حسین جانان حسین عالم سنا قربان حسین. هر آزاده ای اگه هستی با حسین، اگه میخوای هر بشی بلند بگو یا حسین. دوای درد قلبم محرم حسینه، تا زندم امیدم به پرچم حسینه، به پرچم حسینه. یل یا تار توفان یا تار یات ماز حسین این پرچمی، یل یا تار پرچمی. جان حسین جانان حسین عالم سنا قربان حسین. اسرار خلقت همه دنیا حسین، اسرار خلقت همه دنیا حسین. اگه دلت میتپه بلند بگو یا حسین، بلند بگو یا حسین. قده دنیا میخوام خاطر تو ببرم، میخوام تا روز محشر فقط بگم حسین جان. جان حسین جانان حسین عالم سنا قربان حسین، جان حسین جانان حسین عالم سنا قربان حسین. یل یا تار توفان یا تار یات ماز حسین این پرچمی، یل یا تار توفان یا تار. جان حسین جانان حسین
alam sana kurban Hüseyin.